The Traveler's Journal, March 8th, tuning in when far from home. Even in this age of satellite connections, shortwave radios can be the best way to keep in touch with what's happening in distant places. Unlike AM or FM transmissions that can only reach several hundred miles at best, shortwave radio signals can be beamed around the world. You can tune in English language channels like the Voice of America, BBC, or Radio Canada for the latest news, scores, and stock prices. Many countries have their own channels, and there's a world of amateur operators as well. Shortwave radios were once bulky and heavy, but technology has changed all that. In recent years, manufacturers have developed inexpensive battery-powered shortwave sets small enough to be tucked into a coat jacket or briefcase, yet powerful enough to pick up signals from antipodal places. It is possible to spend thousands of dollars to acquire the latest shortwave technology, but first-time buyers are wise to keep it simple and inexpensive. One popular model weighs just 10 ounces and retails for about $100, but it actually outperforms many larger, more expensive sets. Enthusiasts say that once you experience the magic of shortwave radio, you'll never take another trip without one. And back home, you can tune in signals from the places you visited. In addition to providing a foreign perspective on world events, a shortwave radio offers a good way to perfect your language skills, listening to native speakers. Once plugged in, the sky is no longer any limit. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.